a suspected terrorist under scrutiny.
It could be the first ever attempt by terrorist leader Osama bin Laden to orchestrate an attack inside the United States.
A Columbine threat gets a Florida youth in deep trouble.
He stands charged with a federal felony offense, and if convicted, could face up to 5 years in a federal prison system.
This is Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. It's rainy, cloudy, and windy, but NASA still hopes to launch Shuttle Discovery in just under 2 hours.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The FBI's Counterterrorism Task Force has taken over the investigation of a man detained by customs agents at Port Angeles, Washington. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart says the man arrived by ferry from British Columbia in a car carrying ingredients for explosives and timing devices.
A Canadian passport identified the man as Benny Antonio Norris, age 28, but authorities say he was also carrying other identification papers and a different name. Investigators say he speaks French but has answered no questions. The suspect had booked a room in a Seattle hotel near the Space Needle in the site of a major New Year's Eve celebration. He had California road maps in his rented car and airline tickets to London for mid-January.
Canadian officials believe the man is of Algerian descent. Jim Stewart says he fits a profile of Osama bin Laden's followers that terrorist experts have been developing for months. Now this.
Pure, unadulterated glee. Want some? You know where to get it. Toys R Us, the one place that's all for them.
Helen, what are you doing with all these twigs?
I'm making placemats for a holiday party, dear. I want it to be special.
So let's have seafood party platters from Red Lobster.
Look, I carved the coasters out of tree bark.
Pretty, but Red Lobster has delicious snow crab claws, jumbo shrimp cocktail, succulent king crab legs, all ready in an hour.
I'm carving the centerpiece out of this block of ice.
Helen?
This holiday, make your party more special with seafood party platters. Only at Red Lobster.
A young man in Cape Coral, Florida, faces criminal charges for sending a threatening online message to a Columbine High School student. CBS News reporter Lee Frank has details.
The 18-year-old, now charged with the felony transmitting a threatening communication, was tracked down through his AOL screen name, Soup81. Michael Ian Campbell allegedly warned a Columbine student online not to go to school because he planned to finish what begun and did not want her blood on his hands. It was not a plot intended to be carried out, but had to be taken seriously, says U.S. Attorney Tom Strickland.
The Columbine tragedy has taught us all that we cannot afford to ignore any threat, however far-fetched it might at first appear.
After being kept away from school for 2 days, Columbine students will return in January to take postponed finals. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
The weather outside is frightful, and that means Space Shuttle Discovery probably won't get off the ground tonight. CBS News reporter Peter King is standing by live.
The astronauts are ready to go.
MS-2 on board at this time. That's all crew members on board.
Everything's working, except for the weather. The rain has tapered off to a drizzle, but visibility is still not good enough to launch. Shuttle Commander Kurt Brown needs to be able to see the runway should he have to turn Discovery around and come back in an emergency. Forecasters say there's a 1 in 5 chance of better weather by launch time. They hope the clouds will move north, allowing the mission to fix the Hubble Space Telescope to start after 7 delays. If not tonight, they'll try tomorrow. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Your computer may already have a problem that would wipe out its hard drive New Year's Day. CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews explains.
Computer security experts and the FBI have recently warned that some Y2K glitches may actually be viruses. Viruses that have been sitting like Trojan horses inside your computer but are timed to attack data files after the first of the year. The viruses are spread by email. Some government and industry computer users have been warned not to open any suspicious email or even emailed Christmas cards without confirming with the sender they are authentic. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Washington.
President Clinton went to the Franklin Roosevelt Memorial to sign a bill expanding the rights of the disabled. It allows them to keep government-funded health care when they go to work.
Health care ought to be a tool to getting a job, earning a salary, paying taxes, and living up to one's God-given potential. You don't have to worry about losing Medicare or Medicaid anymore.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Ah, the holidays. You'd like to spend them with family and friends, but it's a 12-hour drive each way. You could fly, but full-fare airline tickets are, well, so full-fare. Pay what you want to pay for holiday travel. Log on to Priceline.com and name your own price for airline tickets, even hotel rooms. You won't be driving, you're not staying home, and you're certainly not paying full fare. Name your own price at Priceline.com.
Would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on, or a car without driving it? Then why buy a vacuum on blind faith? Hi, I'm David Orrick, maker of the 8-pound Orrick XL Hotel Vacuum, and I want you to take the Orrick Challenge. Try my legendary vacuum in your home absolutely free for 15 days. You've got nothing to lose. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I guarantee you'll love my Orrick XL before you buy it and for years after.
After a long standoff, the UN Security Council has approved a plan to resume weapons inspections in Iraq and lift the economic embargo if the Iraqis cooperate this time. We get more from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
The UN resolution sets the stage for yet another diplomatic and possible military standoff with Saddam Hussein. It's an all-too-familiar situation for the West and, according to White House spokesman Joe Lockhart, for Iraq's leader.
Saddam Hussein's got to decide whether to give up his weapons program and rejoin the international community or to remain isolated.
For now, Saddam has chosen his course. He has rejected the resolution. Iraq may be emboldened by France, which, along with Russia and China, abstained from today's UN vote. The White House said the French move was disappointing. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Days of heavy rain have caused disastrous floods in northern Venezuela. The official death toll is 202, with up to 7,000 people missing. Notre Dame's football team is on probation for the first time in its history. The NCAA imposed 2 years probation and stripped the Fighting Irish of two football scholarships because players received $1.2 million in cash and gifts from a booster who admits she embezzled the money from her employer. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
You know what I'm giving you for the holidays this year, sweetie?
What, honey?
Love. Lots and lots of love. Huge buckets of love, love, love.
That is so sweet.
Well, you know, I try.
That's not all, though, right?
Feeling a little strapped this holiday season? Save money when you travel by staying at Fairfield Inn by Marriott. You'll get a clean, comfortable room, including continental breakfast, for our holiday rate of just $44 to $64. Want another great deal? Sign up for the AT&T One Rate 7 Cent plan, so calls to your loved ones all day, every day, are just 7 cents a minute.
Okay, what if I also give you my undying respect?
Keep shopping, honey.
Of course I will. Absolutely. I was gonna.
Fairfield Inn by Marriott and AT&T, together to serve you this holiday season. For reservations, call Fairfield Inn at 800-228-2800 and call AT&T at 800-41-RATE. Rooms are limited and some restrictions apply. $5.95 monthly fee applies to the AT&T One Rate 7 Cent plan for domestic state-to-state calls from home. Available in most areas.
Another record NASDAQ close, up 38 points to 3753. The Dow picked up 12.5 today. Steve Fawcett, the adventurous millionaire, was hoping to set a record for crossing the Atlantic in a catamaran, but his trip was a lot shorter than planned. After Fawcett and his crew left New York Harbor yesterday, they ran into gale force winds that broke the mainsail. They limped into Newport, Rhode Island this morning. So the record for a catamaran crossing from New York to Cornwall, England, set by Frenchman Serge Madoc in 1990, still stands. 6 days, 13 hours, 3 minutes, and 32 seconds. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.